jingle jangle. Apollo mans the reins to begin his daily race. Ah, greetings. Jingle jangle. Apollo. Jingle jangle. All right, sorry. All hail Xanthia.
Hail Xanthia.
Oh, fire upon us all, lest the picker be true.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
I want to take things slow. My mind in cruise control.
What up, son? Maintaining, you know? You good, right? Anything proper still, right?
You getting on, come on, man. Just you two in the line.
What's the matter with you, man? Ain't nothing. Just want us to be on.
Teleplay, it's that symbol again. That W coming through. Bust a shot on your block. Give me a soup. Get it right. All my chicks hold your tits. Let's get it in. All my niggas take a toke off this weed. Let it begin.
Here we go.
Yo, y'all already know what it do. Brand new nigga back from the slums. It be the whoop. Now throw your dub, yo, you suck. Yo, you suck. Back from the slums, it be the whoop.
Love to dress a lab, get rock. 100 bags, black two bags. Ski masks on G-Wags. Don't try to take pictures. Lax still in the grass. You'll learn respect. That's when I ask. Rhyme master, busy wizzy on the subject. Love deck, thug battle, drug vest. Snub set, killer than most. Nighttime toast, gorillas in boats. Three votes, villains is killer. Gangsters flip notes. Hibernation, yo, switch up. Lava nation, fly formation. Vivid vacation, deliberation moments.
Yo, I've been saying this for a while, but we need, like, somebody needs to drop. You know how they do like the subtitles and the captions and stuff. Somebody needs to drop a "What is Raekwon the Chef talking about?" subtitles during his raps, because what he said, "Goosey Looch." I'm like, wait, what was the bar that he just said in that, John?
He said, "Hibernation, yo, switch up, fly nation."
He just be saying random words, and I know it means something because he's
tough. Liberation Romans.
He's tough at rap, and I know it has something that I can't comprehend. But I need the dumbed down version of what he's talking about. Is he too street? Like, is that street language that he's talking about?
It's I think he's speaking like an alien pig Latin or something.
Cause I'm curious.
He's like New York Young Thug.
Cause I'm like, what is he talk like? What? And him and Ghostface do the same thing.
Ghostface is on that song too.
What's the joint I sent you the other day that I texted you?
It was Raekwon.
It was Raekwon. Yeah. And Raekwon said, was like,
excuse my French, I'm going to keep speaking Italian.
And the whole time he speaks English. he said he was going to do three different languages. I'm like, what? The whole time he's speaking
and
English.
People be like, oh, that's fly. It is kind of tough though. He has gotten away with it for 20 years.
And it's crazy, like, I just, Hibernation, yo, switch up, Liver Nation?
Liver Nation.
Liver Nation, fly information, vivid vacation, deliberation, moments move like 91 Romans, cloning everything, gents the rents on the stove, I'm in Rome. Break that down for me.
So, gents the rents, right? You never heard of gents the rents?
Is that a person?
Putting on the rent.
Listen, man, if you can hear the sound of my voice right now, if you can see me on your screen, that can mean one thing and one thing only. You are locked in to the Cruise Control episode 130. Episode 130 in the building. As you already know, it's your boy, the breast above the rest. The boy Chess is in the building.
He a 69 guy.
What is it?
He a 69 guy.
I hear the number.
He a 69 guy.
Woo, shit, my man, save your
Euphoria. Sitting to my left, the one and only Cannoli Cruz is in the building.
A cannoli is.
And last,
Ivan. And Llama.
But certainly not least.
And Llama.
The one and only.
And Llama.
Bendito. Is in the building. He was waiting on you to press another. You got us. We got us so shook. We don't know you're here.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
We don't even know when you're gonna go with the Bendito sounder.
Nah, man. We here episode 130.
Are you drinking tea?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know,
you got a show tomorrow or something?
I'm a little. First of all, is Victory Friday?
Okay. Shout out to them birds.
We're recording on Friday and
go birds.
One on Thursday night football.
Yes, sir.
Go birds.
And llama.
You will never know the date nor the hour.
He's randomly going to press the button. Sounder.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm recovering. I had a I had a pneumonia.
Ew.
I wonder if Raekwon has used pneumonia in a verse before.
You had a pneumonia?
A single pneumonia?
Yeah, one.
So you had pneumonia?
Pneumonia?
You had pneumonia.
You said you had pneumonia?
I had a pneumonia. It starts with a P.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say N pneumonia. And I had a it.
You had it. Yeah. You went to the doctor and said, yo, a pneumonia is there.
You don't say a pneumonia, you say pneumonia?
Yeah, I don't say a pneumonia. I just say you have pneumonia. Benny, what do you say? Somebody's got pneumonia. What do you say?
They got pneumonia.
Right. You got pneumonia. I don't say you got.
For years, I've said pneumonia. Like,
is that what the doctor said?
Because it's a. I don't care what the doctor said. The doctor said no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
That was stupid, bro.
Corny.
But it worked.
So you had a you had a pneumonia.
Yes.
It took you by surprise.
Yeah, I was like wheezing and everything all week and
wheezing.
And
Wheezy F baby over there.
Yeah, dude.
You know, I'm just glad to be here, you know what I mean? A pneumonia takes people out.
You didn't even. It's not 28 days later, dude. You wasn't gonna die. You're all right.
It's just, it sucks when you just can't take in deep breaths. I was in here like sipping on air, dude. You ever had to sip on air?
That's so rough.
So what did you take? Did you take medicine wise, or you just like thugged it out? Like, what did you do? Dang, I guess nothing.
Medicine. Yeah. I zoned out for a second. I was thinking about Raekwon lyrics.
I said, what rhymes with pneumonia?
That's crazy. Dang, man. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I took some antibiotic and all that.
Glad you're feeling better. Glad you were able to make the show, man. We didn't know it was that type of week for you, dude.
You know, it's dedication.
Yeah.
Hard work.
It's been a good week so far. You know what I mean? There's a lot to look forward to this weekend. We got a couple good fights coming up, especially today.
Me versus you.
Are we rumbling?
I do wish to sock you. I want to give you a sock.
A sock?
A puño.
That's it? Just one puño?
Just a puño, yeah.
Yo, let me ask y'all this question. This is random. Okay. Since we're talking about one puños. Who...
One Punch Man?
Is there a
One Punyo Man?
Let me be honest, right? This is so random. I don't know why I just thought of this. Is there a fighter or just somebody out there in this world, right?
Mm.
That they can get one like punch, one kick, one knee, something, just one type of physical
strike.
One strike, right? That could kill you. Do you think, and it's only one. They can only hit you once and you have to die from it. If you don't, then
they weak.
They corny.
Who could physically kill you, or they trash?
I mean, and the reality is probably there's probably some bull like in a Russian prison who could do that.
But one punch. But
I don't. You talking like celebrities, like people notable?
No, I'm not talking like Mark Ruffalo or something. I'm talking like.
Like a known fighter.
Like a fighter.
You think Mark Ruffalo could sock you, Devin, kill you?
He's the Hulk.
Bro.
Yo, he get angry.
What are we doing with the start of this episode? This might be the most...
He get angry and hit me with a backhand.
Disjointed start ever.
No, I'm serious, though, because we're going to get into the fight.
He's not the Hulk.
No.
That's a character
he plays. But you said a celebrity. I'm saying, no, a fighter. Is there somebody out there, a fighter that you know, that you say, yo, I'm truly scared of this person... Because they could probably kill me with one punch. A lot of people say that all the time.
Yeah.
When you're criticizing fighters like John Jones or somebody like that, people say like, yo, this boy will probably beat you up easy. Like, he's a MMA fighter, all-star world-class fighter. But do you think that in your mind that that's actually true, that there's a fighter out there that can, in David's mind, with a pneumonia in there, do you think that there's a fighter that could truly, like, you scared because he hit you once and that's a wrap? You're dead.
You already said what I was going to say.
John Jones?
Yeah, if John Jones.
What, a kick or a knee?
Bro, if John Jones hit me in the face.
If he flicked you.
Nah, my chin ain't that weak. I ain't no bitch, all right? It's
like, nah. Flick me right now, bitch.
Flick me.
Hey, yo.
I fucking dare you.
I eat that flick. Mm.
Nah, but if John Jones hit me with all his might, bro, I'd probably die.
Imagine if people fought with flicks.
It's going to be the next big thing.
Right, they got the slap fights.
Yeah, the slap fights.
Well, flick flight.
Friday night flick fights.
Flea flickers.
Pneumonia cruise is here.
Got our top flea flicker pneumonia cruise.
Dave, one fighter. I'll be honest. I think the boy, Francis Ngannou, right? That's how you pronounce his last name. I think like he'll punch me and my head will fly off.
And just decapitate you.
I think he'll decapitate me with a punch. Because here's the thing. These fighters, they train. Like, I've seen Mike Tyson train, like, crazy. Like, Mike Tyson was doing, like, neck exercises and stuff like that. Just for the simple
exercises.
Just for the simple ups. Fact that his head can't fall off. Me, I don't be doing no neck exercises.
Yeah, they do be training. I seen Mark Ruffalo one time.
He's yeah.
100 neck ups.
100 neck ups, yo.
Then 100 flick ups.
But I think he'll sock me and my head will fly. Like, it'll just be, I think he could decapitate me with a punch.
It'll become one with your shoulder.
I'm like, all right, bro.
Yo. If he socked you, bro, you turn to the bull from the Goonies immediately.
I'll say probably like Ip Man or something.
Ip Man is a fictional character.
Yeah, it's a fictional character.
Then nobody.
Yo.
Nobody can sock and kill me.
You? You especially. You easy target. Maybe because.
Can't miss it.
Yeah.
Because to kill you, like you saying all this fanciful stuff. To kill you, that mean they got to hit you like at a right spot. And I just don't think nobody's that surgical enough.
There's fighters out there.
Hit you like fighters. Right at like an artery or something. It's got to be like some ninja type bull.
But that's not what I'm saying. Like,
that's bro, where I was going.
I think that
somebody who knows the art of assassination and murder.
I think
John Jones hit you. He's going to hurt. You're going to get a bruise.
I think if John Jones hit you.
A bruise.
If John Jones hit you with a right hand to the chin.
And I don't even
think. He's going to snap your neck, bro.
And he has the ability, because I said any strike, he could kick Dave or knee him. If he kneed Dave in the temple, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's
his
a wrap.
Brain is scrambled. Concussion, CTE.
I got a pretty strong skull.
You drink your milk?
I drink milk. I drink tea.
Pneumonia?
I drink pneumonia. How you got flavored pneumonia?
So I got vanilla pneumonia, chocolate pneumonia. What
was I got vanilla pneumonia.
Vanilla pneumonia. That's how you're going to be talking after John Jones hit him. Pass me my pneumonia.
I think being able to, having the ability to kill somebody is just as much about like your adrenaline and like the desire to want to do it than just your physical talent.
Okay.
Like the way I feel about you, Dev, I feel like if I socked you with my whole might, I feel like I could punch a hole through your chest.
Dave, you can't even throw a punch.
Bro, that's
like
the
from
chest.
Kung Fu Hustle. Remember when the whole circle popped out of his like a whole circle of body just popped out of the middle of his chest?
This boy
I would look right through the hole like a peephole.
It's crazy to look right through the hole.
You're trying to look through your chest hole.
That's the pneumonia guy I'm talking stupid, right?
It's already.
There's one pneumonia in there.
That's all it takes.
And this guy talking crazy.
One pneumonia is all it takes.
Dave, what's up with you, dude? You don't even work out. When's the last time you saw a gym?
Before my pneumonia.
How many sets you did?
How many neck ups?
How many neck ups?
I decline to answer that.
Because Dave just go to the gym and wear shorts. That's all he do.
You go to Planet Fitness for the free pizza.
For the Tootsie Rolls inside the
can.
They
don't even do that no more.
How you know?
Because he had to cancel.
Be there all the time.
He had to cancel his membership because of that.
No lifting. Free pizza? What am I paying for?
$10 a month. This is a steal. Dev, if we're gonna start being disrespectful, let's just talk facts. You go into the gym and don't do anything.
Me?
Yeah, you take 2 hours and you do like 3 exercises. You sit down on your phone between each one.
Impossible.
You take mad long. And you do them stupid johns where you climb up, like you put like 5 pounds more every set and you do 5 sets and you only go up to 25 as your max. You're a weakling.
Dave.
You're a coward and you don't work out good.
But I look like.
Why are you a coward?
He's a coward.
He just wanted to fry you.
Coward has nothing to do with
it. By the way, you're a coward.
This is pneumonia, dude. This is the pneumonia.
I've been to the gym with you. I'll be like, yo, Dad, let's go work out together. We get in the gym. This boy start doing just anything, dude. His warm up is like
he's corny. He don't know. This boy come to the gym with a vest on, right? Like one of the Under Armour vests, and then an undershirt under that. He don't want no part of his body to be shown because it's all gonna fly out. So he come in there looking like a professional wrestler.
I'm tightened up
with gloves on too. He got the fingerless gloves on.
You got the fingerless gloves?
I'd like, Dave, I got a workout regimen. Work out with me. Nah, Dev, I bought this app. It's $50 a month.
A workout regimen. You hear this guy?
Yo, yeah. Dave, I bought this
promise,
app.
Promise, I 1,000%. Look at me, camera. I 1,000% promise Devin cannot spell regimen.
But that has nothing to do, because I can't. But that has nothing to do with anything.
At least he admits it. So you be going to that joint with a sports bra, Dave?
Yo, a vest, Benny, a vest with the sleeves cut off to have another shirt with sleeves under on it.
So you put the sleeveless shirt on top of the sleeve shirt?
It makes no sense.
I don't understand. You want sleeves or not?
Look who you're listening to. The most unreliable. So I feel like punching a hole through the chest right now, dude.
Maybe we get the undercard to the fight tonight, Dave. Maybe the undercard for the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight tonight is Dave versus Dev. All flick fight.
We might as well be.
We gonna bring it to the joint.
Right. Might as well be. We just seen Rajaj Minaj fighting Chupa.
Fighting Chupa. Goya versus Chupa.
What a travesty this thing is.
This is
we are recording before the highly anticipated Tyson Jake Paul fight.
You anticipated this fight, Dave?
I mean, yeah, you know, it's the biggest erection of the year. No, a lot of people have been talking about it. And, you know, Mike Tyson is what, in his 50s now?
He's 58.
58, yeah.
That's insane that this man is even stepping inside of a boxing ring.
Bro, absolutely.
To physically fight somebody. But it's goofy.
It is.
We don't know who's. By the time this episode comes out, we don't know who's going to win. It could be very well be scripted. That I don't know. We'll see. I guess when we watch it. But I don't know. What were y'all thoughts when y'all heard about this fight? That it was being you know, promoted and everything. What were your initial feelings?
This John is nutty. It's
that's how you felt from the beginning?
From the get go, man.
Why?
Because he's 58. What do you gain from this? You gain nothing from this. You gain no credibility. You gain bread, but is that enough to make you look like a fucking clown?
Who's it gonna make look like a clown?
Both of them.
Explain.
Because first off, the boy Jake Paul, I never followed his YouTube stories or anything. He just popped up one time, you know, because he's just got a face, whatever. He comes on and he starts fighting celebrities, right? He starts fighting like Nate Robinson, I think was his first fight or something like that. Like he's fighting like basketball
Mark
player.
Ruffalo.
He fought Mark Ruffalo at one point.
Yeah.
Then he's like, I'm going to take 10-year retired UFC fighters and fight them next. Now he's fighting like the bull Ben Askren, who was like known as a wrestler in the UFC. He wasn't even known as a boxer. Mm-hmm. They knocks him out. Then he said, I'm gonna fight this other bull who just retired like 3 years ago. The bull, I forget what his name was, Tyron Johnson or something like
Chico
that.
Chico Wico.
He fights him and then he knocks him out. I actually saw that with Bendito. We saw that fight together.
Tyron Woodley.
Yeah.
Was it Tyron Woodley?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Tyron Woodley. I saw that with Bendito.
He knocked him out.
And he put his hands down.
Yeah.
So this John, a lot of it has been seen as scripted, but this is a guy who comes into boxing used to be like, yo, you got to hustle for it. Like, you got to train.
Tell us about how boxing used to be back in the day.
Listen, man, boxing was no joke. All right. You had Marvel and Marvelous Hagler. You had Marvel. Yo,
who is Marvel and Marvelous Hagler? He just starts saying anything, yo.
Marvelin.
He just
said, yeah, Roberto Duran.
He just said a Raekwon.
Duran.
Hands of Stone.
You had the Miss Marvelous Mark. You know what I'm saying? You had Tommy Hitman Hearns. You had Tommy, our cousin. All the greatest boxers was out there rumbling.
Tommy the Machine Gun. Rocky Balboa. Afro Thunder.
Right. Clubber Lang was out there in these streets. Really rumbling.
Yeah.
Right.
There was
Mason the Line Dixon.
You had the people who was by the wheelbarrow with warming up their hands with the fire, and Rocky was fighting right behind them. Right. That's how you had to get it in. Right?
It all changed after Adonis Creed.
After Adonis Creed, that's when
he was the last great fighter.
Yeah, because then after that, who was after Adonis Creed?
Jake Paul.
Right.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, and then every other YouTuber, and that's why it's embarrassing, because boxing was really like used to be. I remember when we was young and we had family come over for the fights when we saw Floyd versus who was the white boy that Floyd ended up knocking out? I forgot his name. I forgot his name already, but. You have Floyd fights. You had the Floyd versus Pacquiao fight. Yeah. You had the Tyson fights, you know, back in the day when our
father... Irish Bull.
Right. I forgot his name, though. Back in the day, our father used to watch Muhammad Ali. Like, you had these fighters who would train their whole life to become...
Pretty sure Pop didn't watch Muhammad Ali.
On YouTube, old. My dad used to watch Muhammad Ali. I don't
know. I was born marching next to Martin Luther King. Freedom, yeah. I can't move.
That song was out back then.
Beyonce's song was out back then. They played it at the Million Man March.
Right? But, like, you had these great boxers who were legitimate. They used to fight every day. Like, they got it out the mud.
Yeah.
And then you got this bull who comes off of YouTube. He comes fresh off of selling Pokemon cards and doing some pranks on his...
Eating Tide Pods,
doing pranks on his brother. I'm going to pee on my brother's leg. Like, stupid shit.
Yeah, he was a Disney Channel kid.
He was on the show...
Beats me.
I think that was the name of the show.
Yeah, what?
Beats me.
What show was... Beats me. He was definitely on Disney Channel, too. He was on a show called Bizvartica. Yo, it's
really... John has 6 episodes, bro.
Bizardvark. Bizardvark.
That is...
How do you say that?
Marvelous Marvel Wagner.
He was on a...
I think that's the name of the boy in the Russian prison that could kill me. Bizardvark.
That's corny, but I...
Why are you laughing?
So he's on... YouTube boy comes for money.
And a llama.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, yo, you know what? I got all this money.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk all this shit, and I'm going to hop in the boxing ring. Then he starts boxing, right? So he's training. Then he starts... And it's just... It took nothing. And there's it doesn't inspire anybody as a kid. Like, as a kid, I'm not looking at this and saying, yo, like, I seen him come from nothing and then make his way up through the sport of boxing and using his hands as a way to you know, fight and
educate
and
the youth.
And educate the youth, you know? We talk with these in the ring, you know what I'm saying? Outside the ring, you talk with these. But inside the ring,
We just live in a goofy time. That's really...
It's crazy.
What it comes down to. It is weird to me that Mike Tyson would agree to fight this bull who's just, why is he famous? I have no clue. And Mike Tyson is like this like legendary, iconic figure in boxing. Now, granted, I know people do stuff for charity events and all that, and that's fine, but it just feels dumb because when I look back 50 years from now, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, remember that epic moment between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul?
Do y'all think this is Floyd Mayweather's fault for fighting Conor McGregor and kind of starting this?
Well, I mean, like charity kind of celebrity fights have been a thing.
Yeah.
For like that goes way back. That's not necessarily a new idea, but I don't know if it was so much their fault more so than just the culture that surrounds them. Because when you think about like a celebrity fight that would have happened in the 80s or the 70s, you know, like I know in the Rocky movie, it was a joke that Hulk Hogan played some wrestler that fought Rocky for like a charity event. But I think Hulk Hogan might have fought somebody as a real charity event, like as Hulk Hogan.
Oh, like boxing?
Yeah. Or like a wrestling, whatever. Like I'm saying that's been done. But like that was limited to the way that you distributed media back then.
Okay.
So through TV, radio, whatever. Now with the advent of social media, I just think the reach is so much more magnified. It's like times 10,000.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it different. I don't know if it's so much the individual's fault as it is the culture that surrounds it and what we're willing to consume at a high clip.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that because McGregor and Floyd are both warriors. Like they're both trained. Like they really will beat people up. Like even though McGregor be on some stuff and people think he's on coke.
Like
and
what
stuff.
Mayweather had just retired or was he still active technically?
He was just retired. I think he had just retired.
Yeah, it
wouldn't have impacted his record. Perfect record or whatever.
No. Yeah.
But him and McGregor was really close to what you might consider their peak or prime. They were in shape. Like it's not like a crazy thing.
That's the thing is they trained. They're actual fighters. I wouldn't be mad.
Mike Tyson is fighting like a 28-year-old young man.
Yeah, and to give a little credit to Jake Paul, although he's fighting these oddball fighters, he's actually doing the training and has somewhat decent hands. I don't think he's gonna be like.
Can he rumble you?
Probably, yeah. I mean, he could rumble me. I don't know if he's gonna get the dub, but.
Do you think Jake Paul could beat Danny?
Dang, yo, he has the same birthday as me.
Who?
Jake Paul.
Oh, for real?
He's January 17th. I just looked that shit up. That's crazy, man.
Were you trying to see his zodiac sign?
No, because I was trying to see I was trying to see how old he is just to compare it to my age, and he's 27. I'm 30. I'm 29, but I'm going to be 30 in January.
That's 27.
I think he's a well-trained fighter. He could throw a decent punch, but this is just a circus, man. He's fighting all these celebrity fighters. It's all for the money.
And nobody's taking him seriously.
No, because he did have a bout with one real fighter and lost. It was...
what's his name's brother?
Yeah, Tyson's brother. Tyson Fury's brother.
And he's not even tough.
He's not tough.
He's just a bull.
Yeah. He's not like his brother.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury's not even tough.
Nah, Tyson Fury's tough.
He got hands.
Weak.
He looks weird. He's just weirdly shaped. But yeah. He got hands, though. He could fight.
It's a whole different conversation.
No, man, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. At any point in this time and age now, like, you can just do whatever you want, and, like, people are going to roll with it as long as you're bringing them in money.
Yeah,
that's really what it is. That's honestly what it is. Like, we was just, I'll give y'all an example, right? Like, what we just saw, for those who don't know, we had the prelims of the fight pulled up on the TV before we started the episode, and fucking Rosie Perez is doing sideline commentary to a boxing match. Like, shout out to Rosie Perez, great actress, you know what I'm saying? Did a lot of good roles when she was younger, but like, what's up? what are we doing?
Yeah.
She ever rumbled? She ever been in a ring? You got Rosie Perez sitting next to Roy Jones Jr., the six-time champ. Like,
she got zero rumbles.
I would have rather seen Roy Jones Jr. fight Mike Tyson now.
They did.
They fought already.
And Mike Tyson
did a celebrity joint?
They did a celebrity joint.
Or like a exhibition.
And Mike Tyson was frying him. And then he like...
Oh, that's right.
Because Mike Tyson let off of the gas a little bit.
You did.
He seemed like
that's
he was
right.
Kill
y'all
him.
Are right. Well, yeah, I'd rather see a round two of that.
That's fair.
Let's see this. Who would win, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X? In a rumble.
In a celebrity rumble.
I'm going Martin Luther King.
I gotta go Malcolm X, because Martin Luther King was more of a pacifist. You feel me? He was more of a kind soul.
That's fine.
Malcolm X
that
was like,
the hands wasn't there.
That's true.
Wrong. These hands FBI. Had a dream.
Wrong. The FBI won.
What are we doing right now?
If my hands had a dream.
Sniper one.
Dave, come on. We can't get nothing. This show can't get shit.
Yo.
Freedom, I can't move. Yeah, man, it's a circus. And this, to me, man, this follows, I feel like this in particular follows so much into like everything else, man. Just not only in entertainment with boxing and stuff, but like
cards. Card collecting.
What, right? What are you trying to say?
I was just trying to go with the flow.
It could elaborate. You trying to say that? You trying to talk about me?
No. Go ahead.
What are you?
Host. What, what do rag you got on today? Do rag dev.
Is it the same John?
Nah, it's a cartoon John. It's a cartoon.
Oh,
network.
That's a Kids Next Door.
It's a Cartoon Network do rag.
You gotta keep them thoughts in, man.
What a child, yo.
Nah, I like that one. I like that one better than the last one.
You don't like the Pokemon show?
I mean, I'm a bigger fan of Cartoon Network than Pokemon, but.
Oh, look at that one. But it doesn't like one.
Do I gotta do it again?
Sick of it every week, yo.
What? Go ahead.
Nah, I'm not gonna do it again.
Nah, man, but what I really wanted to talk about this episode, and what I wanted to show you guys, was there was this viral clip going around everywhere this week. It blew up on social media, and it was of this rapper or artist. I don't know if he's considered a rapper. We'll call him a rapper, but I don't know what lane he sits in.
He's fight. Who is he fighting?
Huh?
Because he does sit.
This rapper's name is David Blunts, and he's fighting cardiac arrest. Because he's
fighting Oscar De La Hoya next week.
He's fighting Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Why y'all keep saying that?
Yo. So let me show you the clip. So look, this is Dave Blunts, right?
Okay.
And he's live in his show, and he's doing a song called The Cup. This is the name of his song. It's called The Cup. And somebody posted a Instagram video of him with Aura in the middle, like captioned Aura, and it's him performing. But his
song is called The Cup.
The Cup.
Okay.
And he's sitting in, it's not even, I don't think it's a chair. I think it's like a platform.
Okay.
Like he's sitting on a platform performing. And look at the. Why is he screaming at this cup?
Yo,
that's the sound of his knees when he shot standing up.
Jabba the cup.
Yo, so this is Dave
That's
Blunts.
Crazy.
This is Dave Blunts, ladies
pure
and gentlemen.
Gelatinous joy, yo.
So Dave Blunts, I've actually been looking up some of his interviews and stuff like that, just to see how he is. He seems like an actually cool dude from the interviews and stuff like that. He seems very chill. He seems real like funny and kind of like he doesn't take himself too seriously, but also he embraces his weight.
How did he get famous? Did he rap on My 600-Pound Life?
No, he got famous just he'd been coming out with albums and stuff like that. You know how anybody else gets famous. You just, the right song hit, and then
yeah,
it hit. And then he got a on the radar freestyle, which, you know, a lot of up and coming artists do those on the radar freestyles. But in particular, Dave and Benny, I'm gonna
I couldn't put down a cup.
I'm gonna go through a Dave Blunt's.
That you couldn't.
I'm gonna go
milkshake in that cup.
You know what's crazy is Snoop Dogg. After this video came out, Snoop Dogg posted on the clip and was like, "It's not nephew. It's not about the cup. Put down the chicken and the chips." He called him nephew.
Nephew.
He said, "Nephew, put down the chicken and the chips." And then he said,
"He had to be high to post that."
All right, looking at his phone, really like, what the fuck?
And then the boy Dave Blunt's underneath Snoop Dogg's caption was like, "Damn, unk." And then he went on to make a whole nother post on Instagram. And it made me laugh because he posted Snoop Dogg's picture from the movie Bones when he was looking on me as the demon. And it was like, sideways look of Snoop. And it was a whole post. And the post was like, "Damn, unk, you don't really know me like that. Like, you posted on my picture. You should get to know me before you start saying hurtful stuff like that." Like, he took offense to, like, being called fat. And he was like, "I hope we get to meet so we could talk it out. But, like,
I'm really skinny on the inside." What is there to know? I hate when people say that in general. Like, "Yeah, damn, bro, you had to say that. You don't even really know me. So I know you. You're still fat after I know you."
Yeah. At the end of the day, you did.
Now, I might have judged correctly what I said about you. I don't need to know you.
You know, that's not talked about enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People just like, "Oh, you just, all you need to do is get to know me. You would feel differently." Probably not.
No, I mean,
could have put down a cup.
I mean, he seems like
just
a
ranch in that cup.
Pure ranch. 24 ounce ranch.
That's crazy.
He's just drinking a ranch.
Big gulp. Big gulp of ranch.
A 24 ounce. That's crazy.
I got a ticket for the lonely ride.
So, right, like, he's, like I said, I seen his interviews. He's a pretty cool dude. Then I happen to run across his on the radar freestyles and, like, his performance. This is some of the wildest shit I ever heard in my entire life, and I have to play it for y'all. So this is his on the radar.
I mean, real quick before you play that, mm-hmm. if all I had to go off of was that viral clip, wasn't too impressed with the music either.
Oh, I like that song.
I mean,
it was just another repetitive, like, I could see, like, Logan dancing to that, doing like that stupid, like, drop down on the floor
wheel. You ain't got no dance moves, bro.
I got pneumonia.
It's fair.
I usually have dance moves, but I got
cut
pneumonia.
Him some slack.
A pneumonia is crazy. I still can't get over
cut
that.
Cut me some slack.
Came to the stew with a single pneumonia.
Don't worry, the T's gonna fix it. Nah, so there was, so I like I said, I looked up some of his freestyles and stuff. He has this other John that went viral, crazy viral, this freestyle right here. A lot of people were saying, like, this was the craziest 12 seconds of a freestyle that they ever heard.
Okay.
Let me play this for y'all, all right? It is wild. For those who are listening, he's gonna say some crazy shit, but it's jokes nevertheless.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is from his On the Radar, "Crying in the Kitchen" is the name of the song. He did a live performance of this song. Okay? All right, here we go.
"Hey, human, I'm thinking about medicine. She tell me she got a new nigga and his name is Julian. Give a fuck about her new nigga. I'm just trying to get my check bigger. Niggas hate on me cause I'm a fat nigga. I don't give a fuck cause I'm a bitch getter. Got a white bitch, she a wrist splitter. Got Jewish money, nigga, fuck it. Don't let Seth Tobin be your babysitter. Cause I heard that nigga was a kid diddler. Yeah, I heard that nigga was a pedophile. Circumstantially, take away all the kicking. She took my heart, it's missing. Madison don't love me now. I'm crying in the kitchen."
Llama.
Cause I'm a bitch getter. I got a white bitch. She's a wrist slitter. I'm getting Jewish money. Fuck it. Oh my God. Yo, this is Dave Blunt's, y'all. This is who, and he's blowing up now. This is all over social media. He's blown up already. He's blown his inflatable balloon. And now he's he just had a song with the Bull. He just dropped a song with the Bull. Remember the Bull, Baby Tron, who was on Eminem's album?
No.
Gotta stop talking to Dave about music from now.
I said, do you remember Baby Tron?
Benny, you know Baby Tron, right?
No.
Yo, y'all don't be listening to music. He bro, was on the Eminem.
Listen to music. I don't remember anything off the Eminem album, bro.
All right, you don't. Y'all didn't like the album. I forgot.
Baby Tron,
very forgettable.
So he got this right.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And then he did a freestyle on the same John, like on the same. I'm gonna play y'all his freestyle. I'm not gonna play the whole freestyle, but I'm gonna play y'all like a good like 20 seconds of like the crazy shit that he said during this freestyle. Cause he did a 4-minute freestyle. All right, here we go. Let me play this.
Don't fuck with Walmart, cause I always hit my target. I don't fuck with niggas, so they think I'm homophobic. Ballin' on these niggas like my name was Garrett Pollock. I was in the field just like a nigger, Kuta Kinte. Knew she was a slut, I didn't listen to a friend say. I just want the top, why is you taking all your clothes off? Bitches shaking ass, I fuck around and turn to Chris Ross. I just fucked a dyke and afterwards I said no homo. Yo bitch suck my dick and I recorded it in slow-mo. Homie went to prison and his bitch kept trying to fuck me. I ain't even do it cause that bitch was kinda ugly. Okay, I'm just kidding, she eat me up like some lunch meat.
Yo. This boy gotta be joking, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to Dave Blunt.
He said,
I just hit a nigga in the head with a ooga booga booga. That bitch suck my dick, it sound like ooga booga booga.
That's actually what that sounds like to me. Is so he's being serious though? Like he's seriously trying to make a career?
In the interview,
or is he just like trolling rap?
No. So he's seriously trying to be a rapper, but he's like those rappers who are conscious about like I'm fucking with y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm joking around.
So it's, he's baiting them in.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So he's conscious, like he said in his interview, he was like, I've been doing this for like I've been dropping music and really trying to make it and like it's difficult. And he was like, you know, there was been times where I didn't want to do it, but like I kept going for it and I found a lane that like got me more followers, and his lane was this humorous type of rap, but like offensive humorous type of rap.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to say the least.
He said
it is clever. I will say that.
I mean, if it works, it works.
Cause it's like so blunt and kind of outlandish. It's like right at that line of outlandish.
Tyler the Creator.
His name Dave Blunt, eh?
He's being blunt.
Dave the Creator.
His name is Blunt.
Dave Blunts. Blunts or Blunt?
Blunts with an S.
Blunts with an S.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creative. Not even gonna lie.
So
it's a smart approach. Funny, I was to go viral.
Yeah, I was laughing.
And do y'all want to hear the song that blew up, like that made him become famous? The song that like a lot of people turn to when they say like, yo, this is what put me on to Dave Blunt's.
Sure.
And I'll just play y'all. I'll just play y'all the part that is like the most played part. I'm gonna skip a little bit into the song, all right?
These bitch niggas steady trying to take my life away. I don't even really fuck with niggas cause I'm not gay. I don't even really fuck with niggas cause I'm not queer. Dropped out of high school, started robbing niggas in the same year. Dropped out of high school cause I ain't get the same grade as my peers. I'm trying to make it up for all the times that my mom shed tears. I might fuck around and drop 6 albums all in 1 year.
He did that.
I got that purple stuff.
He dropped like 6 albums.
I got that purple stuff. Niggas hate on me cause they mean bitch wanna tie me up. Please, please, just set the fuck up. I'll be okay long as I got that purple stuff. I'll be okay long as I got that purple stuff. Niggas hate on me cause they main bitch wanna tie me up. I'm like, bitch, please, just set the fuck up. I'll be okay long as I got that purple stuff.
Is there a baby crying?
That's him, yo.
That song is called Purple Stuff.
That's his belly button.
It's singing. Yeah. Singing with him.
Imagine his belly.
He got the two, Using two mics.
You got a mic down here. Yo, no John is trying to top him up. Disgusting, yo.
Yo.
There might be Johns who try to top him up. People do anything for money.
That's another. Remember a couple episodes ago, I said certain like ugly people shouldn't sing pretty songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think like gelatinous bulls like him should never talk about sex. He's not getting topped up.
Why are you worried about how much top you get?
Because it's disrespectful
to those of us who getting top.
Yes.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That's like not the craziest thing he said in any of these tracks. That's his main focus.
It is to me. It is to me.
He's been saying not so getting wild top.
I'll be right in the crowd. I'll buy a ticket to his show just to yell from the crowd. You're not getting top.
Hey, get out of here.
Yo, stop lying.
He kicked Dave right off the show.
He was like,
that purple stuff.
Yo, once I heard that ad lib the first time, that's all I could hear.
Yo.
Yeah, literally. Yo, that's all I could hear.
This video is like a minute. Well, I get a headache laughing, so what? This video is like a minute and 50 seconds, and it's just him in the same tracksuit. And at one point, he's in a bar, and the bar just has, like, you know, in the back, usually you got bottles. It just got two white styrofoam cups where the bottles would be. So it's just two cups everywhere, and he's just handing out cups to people. And then at the end of the video, he's standing in the rain with a little umbrella that's smaller than him, and the rain is just falling all over him, and he's singing about the purple stuff and crying and all that. This music video is hilarious. He's hilarious. I gotta listen. He be saying some crazy shit, but he is kind of funny. I think he found his lane as far as humor. But what I will say is this: when it comes to him in particular, I guess this is my criticism of Dave Blunt's. Not the outlandish stuff, right? Not the craziness, not the wild lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about people who? And I'm gonna give y'all an example. But how do you guys feel about people who kind of do like play into that role of what they are, who they look like, play into their stereotypes, if that makes any sense?
Yeah.
So like if Dave was a Puerto Rican, you know, rapper, and all he does is talk about like batelillos and arroz and pollo, and like he just be rapping about being a fat Puerto Rican boy. But like that makes his numbers go up and people listen to it and whatever. Like, are you know what I mean? Do you agree with that? Are you kind of like he found a lane and he did it? I'm not going to get mad. Are you like, man, people never going to respect you now because that's all you do is you talk about how fat you are and your race. And he said, I'm a black N-word. Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like with the hard ER. So it's like,
yeah.
Do you feel as though he's using that in the wrong way? Like, what's our feelings on that? What's our feelings on people and their
I mean, it depends on the legacy you want to leave behind. If you're just trying to chase the bag and that works for you, fuck it, go for it. I ain't mm-hmm. gonna judge you. I might not listen, but if you get an audience, like clearly Mr. Right. Blunt's,
some people are listening to it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, outside of this pod, I'm probably never gonna listen to Dave Blunt's. I think it's funny, but hey, get your money while it's hot, because that's a short act.
I'm listening to the right cup again.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not a career that you're really going to have like longevity in.
No, that dries up just as quickly as it came.
Yeah. It's a tiring act. I mean, it's hilarious for now, mm-hmm. but 6 months, we're going to be like, who?
Here's my other problem with that too. Like if that's your entry and then you try to pivot to more serious rap, like, are people only going to ever see you in that pigeonhole kind of, like, yeah, oh, you the funny, like you shouldn't be rapping serious. I don't want to hear your serious bars.
Yeah, I feel like right. people tend
to start being funny again and talking about how you're getting topped up.
Yeah.
Like, when clearly you're not.
Calling this man a liar the whole episode.
You're not getting topped up is his one quarrel.
Like, what says the not craziest
even,
lines?
Not even the racist. He said, I got a white bitch, I call her wrist slitter. Not even that. Just
they do that. But that don't bother y'all?
That he lying about getting top?
Yeah, like he's not. He's you're not.
Bro, I'm pretty sure he don't got a white joint that's a wrist slitter either.
No, but I think I think he probably he is. Because like, I think people do believable. That shit for money, though.
Like he escorts.
Yeah.
Oh, domestic violence.
Domestic violence. Yeah.
I mean, there's also that fake it till you make it aspect that a lot of rappers
do. Definitely, yeah. He's
because like Biggie lying did about everything. Biggie never did the same thing.
Seen a girl naked.
Come on. Biggie Smalls did the same thing.
Can we? Why are y'all acting the same thing? We say the craziest stuff on here, and then we have a conversation where we talking about something real, and then y'all get all PC.
What are you talking about?
That he's talking about getting topped up.
Like, do you think this humongous boy ever seen a John naked?
No, but the thing is, I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
That's not my takeaway from this whole thing. I'm not thinking about the boy getting topped off in a hotel or something.
I'm not thinking about it either.
I feel like that's your mind.
I don't think the boy could make it into the hotel doors.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank but if he you. Brings him into the van that he's in,
I'm not worried about his pleasure or anything. I'm just saying.
Dave Blunts, are you getting pleasure?
I can look at it. I want to make it clear that I just know he's not getting no cheeks.
You've reached the breaking point.
He is getting cheeks.
Bro, he's cheekless Blunts, bro.
No, he is.
This is Dave Blunts' number one fan right here, yo.
Clearly.
Listen,
Dave Blunts,
it might be physically impossible for him to get cheeks. He is cheeks.
He just one cheek.
He is cheeks.
He's just pure cheekage.
No.
I swear that's the boy that was inside the Blade
I think
movie.
Y'all doubt. That's the boy from Spawn. I think he is because I think you guys aren't taking into account what people are doing for money. Like what some of these ladies would do for money. And guys as well. But when you get
I'm not even saying it as a diss. I feel bad. You know, there's just some people is just like.
You think he got multiple pneumonias?
Because who?
Bro, he got all the pneumonias.
Well, like if we watch 600 Pound Life, some of them be having skinny partners.
True. But they be feeding the habits.
Right. But then do they? I got to go watch 600 Pound Life more closely because I want to see if they hint that they be, you know.
Cheekless?
Relating.
Like sex?
Yeah.
Nah.
Is your take,
or if it, do you just love them for the person they are, but just like sex is not a part of that?
Nah, you gotta have
you know what I'm saying.
You in a relationship? There,
I'm genuinely curious about that.
There has to be some sort of relations in the relationship, right? Or do you just like the person?
But if you're so big that you can't even like get up,
yeah, like how you,
yeah, like you can't move around, you can't do a position or whatever. That's crazy. No, think about that, bro.
Yeah, but think I had a whole other thing to go into. Now we're talking about fat sex.
That's the name of the episode.
I had a whole other lane. Fat sex. Fat sex now.
Yo, he makes a good point, though. I think that his level of fat is just impossible to do anything.
His tier of fat.
Benny has finally arrived to the train station I was at, my brain was at.
Yeah.
Now, listen,
Boy's not even washing his ass right.
Before we let Dave get into a tangent, about
like what
fat.
Does his showers look like?
You fat too though.
What is his? No,
you're not Dave Blunt's fat.
Listen,
he's two of you.
There's tears.
Listen,
there's tears.
He had too many.
Listen. You think I never been topped?
Dave, you got a whole family.
You're poorly mistaken.
You got another thing coming.
I'll be on that purple stuff.
Nah, listen. So I just wanted to get into this part of the topic because, like, this is a person, right, that if you listen to his music and you hear his lyrics, you could probably guess, like, what he is or what he looks like or what, just by the way that he's talking, right? Mm-hmm. He's talking about how fat he is, that he's black, that he's this, that he's that, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play another artist. And I'm going to play a little bit of their music. Y'all might have seen them on YouTube or maybe Instagram or Twitter because this is another artist that has been kind of blowing up on Twitter or social media, okay?
Is he having fat sex?
No.
Okay.
He's not. This is not a fat guy. But from the lyrics, I want y'all to break down for me, what do you picture in your head this artist to look like?
Okay.
Okay? This is another artist, in my opinion, who's playing off of the stereotypes.
Okay.
Okay?
What's this artist's name? Fat Sex?
Nah, I'll tell you afterwards.
Just landed in Brooklyn. Went to the hood for some bop. Just landed in Brooklyn.
Like damn. I'm on my village a tip. Bro broke him through with that viola. He came with a literal stick. Black tea, take a Hennessy sip. With a rake in my grip in place of a plague. Yo, 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 sorrow. I heard a hood need a rush hour six. Say less, cause I just landed in.
Damn.
Just landed in Brooklyn. Just landed in. Went to the hood for some pop. Shawty said she from Bushwick, but she on Penn Ave, give it top. Like, she hopping on village and dick. She swallow my kids out the wop. Wait, I just landed in the hood. Finna smoke me a fresh pack of ops. Wait, fresh out of butter and I'm strapped. Bitch, I'm lit out the oolong and liquor. Who wanna smoke to get pet? Up, get turned to a frame on a picture. My bro got a stick and a straw hat. Came from a village of scammers and killers. From the struggle, and I could bet I'm the only team that could say this for the homies out pro prayer. We split a 50 when we were still on EBT. I'm tryna move the whole gang out of hood to the family. Got whole team gon' eat. Ain't about blood, about money, this family ties. If I'm kindred today, baby, keep. Pray for the day when the buddies gon' eat. Tell the animato was by any means. Look, I'm with the gang and we clicked up. We might be deep, but y'all look like some shook ones. Like,
based off of the lyrics,
huh?
Who do you picture in your head? What is it? What culture or ethnicity is this gentleman? You want to try first?
Not even a little bit. I think he's just a boy from New York.
Based off of the lyrics, because clearly y'all wasn't listening to the lyrics.
I was. I picked up one thing.
What was that?
That makes me think this person is Asian.
Okay. And what was that?
He said, I'm drinking some oolong. Some oolong with some liquor or something like that.
Yeah, this boy is a Chino.
Really?
And he says in his song that let me his name is Contrast.
Cha-cha.
Right?
His name is Oolong?
He said, no, his name is Contrast. K-H-A-N, Trast.
K-H, Contrast. Genghis Khan.
That's why I didn't say his name in the beginning.
I see what he did there.
So his first lyrics was, I'm on my villager tip.
Uh-huh.
Bro came through with that fire. Like a literal stick. Black tea taking Henny sips. Black tea, Asian.
He did a whole tea scheme. Tough.
You know all about it.
He's on that one.
I'm on that lavender and chamomile plus probiotics.
This is the part for me personally when I first heard it that I was like, this got to be an Asian boy. He said, with a rake in my grip in place of a blick, like a rake, because he's a farmer. Then he says, sorry, I heard the hood needs a rush hour six. Say less, because I just landed in Brooklyn. So
he was dropping hints the whole time.
Y'all wasn't listening through these right
rush
here.
Hour six. The rake thing, that's a stretch. Dev talking about, hey, that's when I first figured out he was Chinese.
Well, he just called himself a villager in the first line of the John.
He could have been.
You know how many villagers?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. There are so many villages, dude.
There's so many villages. So many farms.
Then but that was for me when I first heard it. And then like David said, he says, I'm fresh off the wok. Like, how you fresh off the wok?
I didn't catch the wok.
He said, I'm fresh out the boat and I'm strapped up off that Ulan liquor. That's when
I knew.
Yeah.
He said, my bro got a cig and
started tingling.
He said, my bro got a cig and a straw hat. Came from the village of scammers and killers.
The straw hat.
The straw hat is the one.
The straw hat is the one.
Rice patty. Straight from the rice paddy, dude.
So, this is another artist.
Straight from the rice paddy.
This is another artist.
I'm a land farmer.
How'd y'all feel about that song, though? I thought it had a nice little beat to it.
I think fat people can't have sex.
You hear his voice?
This is
that's the pneumonia.
Pneumonia laughing too.
That's the pneumonia.
No, I totally agree. Fat people cannot.
You're not gonna escape this combo, Dad.
I'm glad. I'm like, yo, how y'all feel about stereotypes in hip hop? Fat people can have sex.
Yo, don't get it twisted. Fast sex exists. But at that level of fat where your live performance, you on a chair, you're not getting no cheeks. And I feel bad for that chair.
How you feel bad for an inanimate object, man?
That joint hurting, bro. You know that was the last time somebody sat on that chair. This chair is useless now. A useless chair.
What was your original question?
No, I had said, how do you guys feel about that, though? Because now we have listened to two artists who have used their culture and their background, what they look like, who they are, in their lyrics. And it just so happens that both of those songs were the ones that kind of boosted their fandom or boosted who they, you know, their the views and the clicks and all that. So,
I mean, on the one hand, I think we are seeing more of a movement towards like the melding of cultures. So you're seeing a lot of cultures that are not traditional American cultures, whether it's Black culture in America or white, whatever. Cause like that was the first melding was, you know,
y'all heard that Indian rapper boy that just came out?
Yeah, I heard him.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You haven't heard the Indian rapper boy that just came out? For real? He actually got like a tough song too. The song ain't that bad.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, the song went viral.
It went you definitely heard the song.
It's pretty tough.
I mean, pull it up while I finish this point.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I feel like there's a melding of culture. So like every nationality, every region pretty much in the world has their version of hip hop. And or they're replicating what they're seeing in American hip hop.
Yeah.
And so it's not surprising to me to see that. And I think more and more you're seeing people take on those personas and or live in those environments where that's actually not a put on for them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like it'd be legitimate Asian people living in the hood that's around hip hop, rap, this and that. They grow up in the schools and inner city, and then it's really not weird. Or it's not as
that's interesting.
Ridiculous as it used to be.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're being culture vultures.
Right. Some people really grew up in it. And then there are people who are legitimately culture vultures. So there's a both and there. Yeah. But I think that's one thing is just we're seeing more of that happen globally. So it's not as surprising as maybe it would have been 20, 30 years ago.
But again, I feel like that's still a path that's short-lived if you're just going to use hip-hop as an outlet and just tell people like, oh, me too, but I'm Asian or you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And it's like for hip hop in particular, people respect you for your lyricism and your ability to flow on a beat. It's not really about your ethnic background, I feel like, because there's rappers nowadays of all different ethnicities that are tough.
Yeah.
And they're not rapping about their ethnicity.
And they're able to articulate their lyrics and like really make people feel what they're feeling without having to say, yeah, like I'm an Asian boy from Korea and I came with a stick and a rake and a straw hat and I struggle.
I struggled, but I had a straw hat on.
During the struggle, I had a straw hat.
All right.
Yeah, that's funny to be like, yeah, I struggle with a straw hat. That's the difference between our struggles. But it's true though.
But it might be genuine. Like that's kind of cool if you can incorporate your culture and you Asian and you can be like, oh, I was on a rickshaw and all this blah blah blah, straw hats and everything. You know what a rickshaw is?
No.
Them carts that is a guy carrying it with the two sticks.
Yeah, and
it's like a little human taxi.
You never seen them, John?
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they just run them to their destination.
Like they be having them in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. It's a guy walking that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
just so you know, I know what you're talking about.
But I feel like if you're gonna go that hard, I mean, sample Make a Man Out of You from Mulan or something. You know what I mean? Just go the whole way, you know?
Make a man out of you from Mulan.
Let's get down to business.
Yeah, just take it there, you know.
Trying to defeat the Huns.
Hey, this is the Indian rapper that just came out that I was telling you about. You definitely heard this song before. Mm-hmm. That's Dave Blunt's farting.
Yeah, this song went crazy.
Wait a minute, get it how you live it. 10 toes in when we standing on business. I'm a big stepper, underground method.
Easy, you are.
Get the most, not the lizard. Straight terror, product that you're at risk. Pushing country, baby, got that product you can measure. Trendsetter, the one who get the weather. Swerving while I'm bumping Project Petra. Yeah, rolling through the city.
So this is an Indian?
Yeah.
It's an Indian rapper, yeah.
Yeah,
Indian his name is His name is Hoon Mankind.
I'm not even gonna go there.
I'm so serious. I'm looking at his name. HanHumanKind.
H-A-N. What?
H-A-N. Mm-hmm. HanHumanKind.
Whatever you said don't sound like what you just spelled. Show me the screen.
Oh. Can you see it from here? Hanumankind.
Oh yeah, Hanumankind.
Yeah, that's I wasn't wrong. That's how he pronounces it. I don't know how, well. And this whole joint, he don't be talking about Indian street food or nothing like that. He don't talk about his culture or nothing like that. He just be rapping like I'm a big stepper, underground methods. I got pneumonia.
I've definitely heard that song.
Yeah, you heard that song. You didn't know
he was in commercials and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had it for the NBA finals.
Mm.
So he didn't mention 1-7-Eleven or nothing.
Not one John. Not one time. He just rapped. And I think that's better.
Interesting.
I think that's better than being like, yo.
But that was my point earlier.
Yeah. Yo, like, I'm
don't
Indian.
Matter where you're from.
Is that the same boy that's saying, I want to show you off?
I want to brag about it. I want to show you.
Yo, he also doesn't mention his ethnicity.
Yeah, he just sings other people's songs.
Yeah, he's tough.
He just covers other people's songs.
But to go back to the point that I was making and to expand on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think sometimes there is legitimately just pure talent. And there's artists that kind of defy stereotypes and actually kind of that works in their favor at times. Like, now that we're talking on this topic, the first thing that comes to my mind is I think about, what's his name? Bobby Caldwell.
I guess you're wondering where I've been.
Everybody thought Bo was black.
I thought he was black for a minute.
My whole life.
And what's interesting is if you go and look at the album cover from that, from the album that song was on.
Yeah.
It's like him sitting on a park bench, I think, and he's like in shadow.
Yeah, so you can't tell
his race. You can't really tell his race.
Yeah.
It's just like you can see the silhouette of his hat and him sitting down. And people thought for years the person who's saying what you won't do for love is black. And then when they found out he was white, it was just like, oh, he's tough. He's still tough. But he just got soul. But like nobody discredited him because he's white. They were just like, oh, you got that in him.
Do y'all think that same thing happened to
you got that swag.
Michael McDonald?
He sounded white.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I think
he got a little soul in him, but it was like white soul. But I think he still gets love.
He got white soul. He got soul.
Just a little bit of white soul.
So you're trying to say I'm not saying you're
like Bobby Caldwell is just one example, but there's other artists who they've defied stereotypes, but it's actually worked in their favor. It's like it plays well with the audience or the general public.
Mm. Let me, you know what? I'm going to step out of hip hop real quick, but I'm going to play you this song real quick, okay? And this is more of a like a Linkin Park type of song, but I want y'all to listen to it and then listen to this lead singer and then tell me what he sounds like. Same thing with Bobby Caldwell, okay? I'm gonna lower it because this is kind of like a rock and roll. Like I listen to this at the gym. All right.
Oh, with your regimen?
I'm gonna play like 10 seconds of the lead singer. I think this follows perfectly. That's when he gets hyped. Mess with that, John. That's my. No. That's what I listen to when I work out. I like the song.
That is a video.
Yeah, that's
game.
A good workout song.
It's a video game start menu option.
That group is called Sleep Theory.
Okay.
You heard exactly. The. You heard the lead singer. You heard the lead singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think?
Are we playing Guess the Ethnicity again?
Bobby Caldwell was black.
New Zealander.
This boy is a black boy with a do-rag on.
That's what I thought it was.
From the voice?
It felt like he was wearing a do-rag.
A demonic do-rag.
So y'all saying I could sing like that?
What's his weight?
Probably.
He's medium. He definitely get gun too.
I don't know if it's worse that me saying the bull doesn't get chewed or Dev swearing up and down that bulls get chewed.
He said, yeah, 100% chews.
He looks chewable. This bull crazy, yo.
I never said that. Is he a Flintstones gummy?
Yo.
He looks chewable is a crazy says, Dave.
He's
what are you
chew eligible?
What are you thinking? No, that was... That was Sleep Theory. The song is called Fallout. And I think that
was terrible.
That falls perfectly in line with the whole Bobby Caldwell thing is that this is another person who, like, nobody knew until they came out with this Instagram page and TikTok pages and they were like, oh, this is a black dude.
What about the boy that got the whiskey song that's out now?
Shaboozy.
Shaboozy stuff.
He's valid in the white circles.
Oh, they love him. And we listened to Shaboozy on the pod. He was a rapper before he became a country artist.
So he hasn't been like canceled over on that side.
Nah, he's got another joint coming out that I heard. That joint sound like it's gonna hit again.
Yeah.
Which liquor is he pouring this time? That purple stuff?
Is Shaboozy featuring Dave Blunt's? Nah, Shaboozy got another joint coming out. But that's another good artist to talk about. Shaboozy's another one that if you listen to him, you're like, who is this?
Yeah.
And then you realize that he's a rapper. I mean, you realize that he's... It's crazy, though. And I do think it's interesting that people use that to their advantage. I do... is it cheating? Is it something that's kind of like... Is it messed up that that's what music has become? Is like you hear a voice and you're like, oh, that's a white guy. Or you hear a voice and you're like, oh, that's definitely a black guy. And it's like, oh, snap. No, wait.
I mean...
And now the boy done made millions because you listen to it. And then now you're like, oh, he's a black boy with some country vibe to him. Oh, snap.
I wouldn't say it's cheating. It just shows how much... These different cultures influence other people.
Mm.
And if you can enter that culture, and I mean, the biggest example of that would be what Eminem. If you can go into a culture that you're not technically fit for, like
stereotypically,
you don't fit that bill, then, and you're still tough, I think it's great for you.
But Eminem is an outlier. Like, just like Bobby Caldwell is an outlier, in my opinion.
I don't agree. I think you're saying he's just like the top example.
Just the top example.
He's like the top of the pyramid of that. He's
yeah.
An outlier.
No, to me, it's different because what we just heard, might not from...
Yo, he always gets so defensive.
Eminem can with Dev.
He always gets so defensive.
I can't go
Eminem
here.
Is just one of one, bro. There is not...
So he doesn't have a race.
You can't compare him to anything but...
No,
demigod.
He's definitely get chewed.
He's a chewable person.
Dave screamed at the top of his lungs, he don't get chewed, and he's trying to make this joke about me. I still don't understand.
Because I had a feel visual like physically, a John couldn't even lift bull belly to get to his whatever pipe it. He got.
That means he and had to visualize that.
Pelvis, your pelvic fat is so much encroaching on your whatever length you got.
No, listen.
It's a rat. Even hard. Even hard. The turtle is not, it's like Diglett.
Don't compare it to a Pokemon, dude. I'm gonna sock you.
He never goes.
Diglett was Diglett always in that hill.
No, the thing, the issue, the difference with to me with Eminem is that he's really good at what he does, and I think that's the big difference. If Eminem came out with something like Dave Blunt's, what would you think? That's my point. Is that these artists who are like playing on these stereotypes of who they are, the white or black or Indian or Asian. Those artists, they're not as good as that. If the boy, the Asian boy who we just listened to, if he start rapping like Biggie or something or like Tupac or Big Pun, I'm like, oh, he's tough.
Yeah.
Like, he's not only Asian, but he's actually rap. He actually saying some shit.
But I feel like that example you gave us of that song that you listen to in the gym is
with
him.
This, the Sleep Theory?
Yes.
Okay.
He is just as good, if not better, than a lot of artists in that lane. Just off the one song.
Right, but I mean, then that gets into another topic of like longevity and like, can you keep it going? Cause yeah, like,
I mean, of course, that's why I'm saying Eminem is just the example of somebody who is in a culture that's technically, like stereotypically not, he's not supposed to be in, and using that other song from the gym as the comparison, like he's just as tough,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he shows that he has the potential to have a great long-term career making mm-hmm. that music.
I get you.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
at. I agree with that. He definitely does. And yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that. I'm interested because I hear this a lot. Tip your head. I'm interested because you hear this a lot from a lot of artists and I never know how people felt about it. Like, we hear it and you listen, you might hear it at a club or at a bar or something, you bob your head to it.
Yeah.
But like, when you sit back and you think about it, are you like, man, that guy's really just playing off of like his stereotypes and what people view him as, rather than like trying to step out the box and being like creative and different and just rapping and being good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're trying to capitalize on the shock factor. And that's, again, like I said earlier, it's just a short lived thing. Mm. 6 months.
You giving Dave Blunt 6 months?
Dave Blunt's, he's 100%. Yeah.
Stop.
Bro, if he...
No, seriously, when you're at that weight...
Put down the cup.
Yeah, he's got... Snoop was on to something. Unk was on to something.
Said put down the chicken.
Seriously,
and
if he's going to become a performer, he's got to think about, you know, if you want to start touring and like, you got to get yourself in a little better shape. When you see somebody that big, you really do get concerned.
Yeah, he's gonna be out there.
How you can sustain like a performer's lifestyle with that?
Wasn't Big Pun that big?
At points, I think.
And he ended up dying from that, right?
Yeah, he
wasn't.
He like he also boomeranged with his weight. Like he would like lose a ton and then gain it back. Mm. But I think when he passed, he had gained a bunch back, and was like trying to go to like rehab for food, basically.
And he was just, yeah, man.
And he checked. He got a heart attack or something like that.
Dang. Shout out to Pun. That's my favorite rapper. Him, Dave Blunt's Constance, and Humani Khan.
And Marvel and Marvin Hagler.
Yeah, bro. Dave Blunt's is going to be out there in the Professor X chair trying to do live performances.
Right.
With a cup.
Playing songs off his debut album, Fat Sex.
Does he or does he not have it? That's going to be the question of the week after all this stuff we talk about.
Because, like, if you fat, right?
And it's not just fat. It's like, damn.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, morbidly.
Not just morbidly obese. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't even thrust your hips.
I mean, it's a fair point.
He's so uninterested in this conversation.
No, it's not that.
Me and you, we're trying to like talk about some real life stuff.
This is a real life concern of mine.
Right. For yourself or for Dave Blunt's?
For Dave Blunt's. Because he needs to stop lying about getting cheeks and slurps. He's not getting either. The only thing he's slurping is a smoothie.
That purple stuff.
Now he's slurping on purple stuff, huh?
Bro, ranch dressing is in that cup.
That's crazy to have a whole cup of ranch.
32-ounce cup.
And you're singing a song about how you can't put it down.
Just can't put the cup down.
I yeah, that's hilarious, ranch. Man.
Y'all stupid, this was a random episode, yo.
Yeah, it was a great jump.
But it's, I mean, listen. That's been episode 130 here at a Cruise Control, dude. Always listening because you never know what you're going to get. One week we could talk about the politics, and the next week we're going to talk about Dave Blunt's. Because that's the Cruise Control, baby. We're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about and have some fun with it. Dave, you got a song for us, or you want to close it out on Humankind?
I do not want to close it out on Humankind. Tell them where they can find us, though, Dad.
Well, I mean, that's easy. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can't find us on Twitter. TikTok, YouTube, at The Cruise Control Show. Follow us. Like, subscribe. Press that button. Leave that comment. And say what to us. That's all we want. Shout out to everybody who listens in. We love you guys. Shout out to Dave Blunt. Come on the show, Dave Blunt. We got a space.
Not on the show.
Our chairs will have to be.
We're gonna do an outdoor episode.
No, that's not. I'm not trying to be a fat shamer right now.
Cause you is a fat.
I'm not. I'm talking facts.
No. Facts. I'm not saying you. I'm saying you are a fat. So you, how you gonna shame yourself? You basically shame yourself.
I mean, it's all relative though, right? I'm skinny mini compared to him.
Oh yeah, bro. But supermodel.
Are you gonna do the job where people stand next to the uglier person and be like, by comparison, I'm tougher?
Is that what no, you're no. Talking? Listen, we've talked about this before. I'm not like Idris Elba, but I'm also not. I'm not Idris Elba.
Elba.
I'm medium.
Dave is medium.
Medium Dave.
Medium large.
Let's listen to some music for a second.
Shout out to everybody. We love you guys. Episode 130.
Yo, Jeremy Chestnut.